Hi, today's October 16, 2016. This is Mobile News Podcast number 179. I'm Tyler Gossaward, my good friend John Westfall, who I almost forgot in our last podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not going to let you forget. So, you know, I'm hard to get rid of. Once I've become entrenched, I am the infestation you cannot easily root out.
But a problem we have had rooting out is actual interesting news to talk about.
Yeah, it really has been. This has not just been this week, last week. It's been anticlimactic for many weeks now.
Well, even except for the iPhone 7.
Google and I were hoping for. What? Well, iPhone 7, and that was kind of. We expected everything, though, that was announced during the iPhone 7. You know, I remember saying beforehand, all I really wanted to see was new Apple Watches and new phones and these mystical Bluetooth headset that Apple had supposedly been working on. And all three of those things happened. Yeah. And not anything more, anything less. So as in terms of my predictive abilities with Apple events, that's kind of the best I've ever hit.
Yeah, I would say the only piece of news I found super interesting is unfortunately non-tech, and that's Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. But in any case,
yeah, that was very interesting news this week. Good news and not tech, but at least interesting.
Yeah, we must find a way to make that tech so we can discuss it. But at any rate, good lead-in. So one piece of information I did want to mention is that. Amazon announced its own music streaming service called Amazon Unlimited Music. It's kind of weird, though. It's okay, I'll start with the big number and then go down. So for everybody who's not a Prime member, an Amazon Prime member, it's $10 a month, $9.99. If you're an Amazon Prime member, and remember, you're already paying $99 a year for that, you pay another $8 a month or $7.99 to get this service. And if you only want it on an Echo, and I think it's per Echo, so if you have multiple Echoes, it's going to be $3.99 each, I think. That's, to me, the least appealing unless you work at home all day. And quite frankly, none of it's really that appealing to me because I already have, Google Music, which includes, as I've mentioned many times in the past, if you have a Google Music Pass or whatever it's called these days, it includes YouTube Red, which allows you to watch YouTube videos for free. So it's pretty cool. And I also, it's not exactly the same, but I also added Google Play, what is it called? Family Edition. So I could share with the service with my daughter, who's off in college. And it also lets me buy TV series and share that with her. So, you know, she likes to watch The Flash, so I bought the season pass. And she doesn't have a TV in her dorm. And, watching it over to CW with commercials is no fun. And takes away from her study. So yep. I bought her a season pass for The Flash and Supergirl and stuff. So we both can watch without commercials. But anyway.
Yeah, and I feel sort of the same way because I don't own an Echo, although I've looked into them. And I also already have Apple Music.
Yeah.
So, again, I think really your sentiment that this might be a little bit too little too late.
Yep.
Now, if it was way cheaper than Apple Music,
right,
then I might look into it. But I have a family plan with Apple Music. My wife and I use it. So it really would not be cheaper because we'd both have to have it set up for our Prime accounts and then $7.99 a pop. So I think I'll probably stick with what I have. It's a nice offering, but it's not one that I think is going to be a big game changer for Amazon.
Yeah, I think if it were $3.99 for anyone, and maybe free or a nominal $2 a month or something for Prime members who already pay $100 a year, right? Mostly for free shipping. Very few people take advantage of the video streaming, from what I can tell. It's not very appealing. I don't see why you would do that.
Well, a little bit is better than nothing. So you add in something, you figure, all right, I'll just say that this is a win for Amazon, but it's probably not the big win that it would have been, certainly if it had been 2-3 years ago.
Absolutely. I can make one guess, though, and that is for the non-technical crowd who still happens to have an Amazon Prime account, just to be a free, not free shipping, but enhanced shipping. It might be worthwhile, not worthwhile necessarily, it might be interesting to them because they may have never heard of, you know, Apple Music accounts or Spotify or Google Play or, you know, any of those kind of streaming music accounts. So this might be a first for them.
That's very true. This might be a big deal for that market, but I don't know how big, I don't know how many in that market really want streaming music.
That's true.
Because they might still be in the mindset of buying music either as, you know, downloadable content or even not even having online music access. They might still be the group buying CDs.
Absolutely.
The very small group out there. So,
okay, so neither of us are interested.
It's interesting to see where the demographics are. Nope, yeah. Neither of us are, but kudos to Amazon. Good idea.
Okay, the next
one. A little too late.
The next item in this very short news list for us is that, and I still can't figure this out. This was on Search Engine Land. They reported that Google is planning to make their mobile search index its primary search index, and which means it'll be fresher than what you. So it'll be fresher to use the Google mobile search than searching on your desktop browser, and that doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why it would be any harder to make their mobile index or make their desktop index the same as the mobile index. I don't get it.
I agree. I think that the way they're doing it now is just fine, although they must have some analytics data that supports their idea to move.
Yeah.
I will say that you can parse desktop results quite a bit faster than you can mobile, just because you've got a keyboard, so you can, if you go, oh, I need to put a limiter in, or I need to change the query, or something like that, that's a lot quicker on desktop. So maybe that the trade-off that people are having where, okay, desktop, I have a little more time, Google says, okay, it can be a little bit less accurate on desktop. But mobile, where you don't really have a lot of time, and I assume that when they say mobile index, that's also going to be the index that powers AIs of any sort.
Yeah.
Those are going to be the situations where you want the absolute freshest data and you want to change the perception of the web in a sense from mobile is the outlier to mobile is the rule and desktop is the outlier.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of webmasters and a lot of content creators still sort of think that all the content they're creating is going to be consumed on a giant resolution, nice big monitor. Yeah, and so they don't think too much about mobile. Mobile is the, oh yeah, have a mobile optimized website. It's almost like you need to build a mobile website and have desktop enhancements.
And, you know, I think it was about a year and a half ago that Google reported that more than half of their searches were coming from mobile devices. So, you know, there is something to that. But like you said, if you're doing deep dives, like if I'm at work, I'm not sitting on my phone doing a lot of mobile searches. I mean, I will do it. You know, I might be in between meetings and wandering around and I need to check on something, but or search for something. But generally speaking, if I'm doing deep dive research into something and I need to find details and verify facts and that sort of thing, I am sitting at my desktop. Well, actually a Surface Pro 4, but I am sitting at my main computer, you know, desktop at a desk and sort of, you know, taking notes on one screen and searching on another and that sort of thing. So, but I do hear what you're saying, that if you're searching on mobile, you're looking for fresher data, like, is this restaurant open? Where is this movie playing? What's the weather like? So, I guess I could understand that. But it's still, you know, from my aging brain, it's that I guess it's still desktop-oriented, despite my mobile proclivities or preferences. It's hard for me to understand. I guess we'll have to wait and see what it really means when it comes out.
I think it's just trying to change the default. The default right now is you're building for the desktop, and the web, the mobile is kind of the cute little side thing, and Google's saying, that's not the way it really works anymore. We should all be focusing on mobile and then desktop enhancements.
Yeah. And the last item that I have for what I thought was a slow tech news week, for me anyway, is that, again, Google announced some new features for Google Photos, which is one of my favorite Google services. I hope they don't kill it like everything else. So they added a couple of things. The first thing I noted by accident, just looking at Google Photos on my phone, is that it has a sideways detection features with the option to correct. So, you know, a lot of times your phone's gyroscope is not quite registering correctly when you take a photo because you took it too fast or whatever. And you've got a photo that's essentially sideways when you view it on a desktop. And it found about, out of my 90 plus thousand photos, it found 50 so far, which I have yet to correct. But that was
kind of
neat.
I like that feature as well. I went through today, found about 30 out of all my photos. About 27 of them, it made judgment. There were about that actually it was wrong on, or in one case I was taking a picture of a plate of food and I'm not sure what the right orientation probably was for it, because you know, the food just kind of moves around the plate.
Yeah, food doesn't care too much about orientation, I guess, unless you're a restaurateur and plating orientation or direction is important. And I assume it is. I don't know anything about this whole plating thing, but I know the term and I think I know what it means. But you know, they care if something's on the left or right or up or down.
I really wanted to see, and I didn't see it when I was playing with the app. I will say again, I think you and I are both in agreement that Google has the best photos management system out there right now, with the unlimited storage and the just the features in it. It really, everyone else is playing catch up in that ecosystem. But I really like this Rediscover Memories of People in Recent Photos.
Oh, really?
That was what I was... I like the idea of that, to just see, because, you know, you see an old friend you haven't seen in a while, mm-hmm. you take a picture with them, mm-hmm. it's kind of cool that Google will be like, hey, here's the other pictures from years and years back. But I haven't seen that pop up in my assistant tab yet, but I'm hoping to see that soon. That's the one that kind of interests me more. I don't take a lot of videos, so the animation from video segments doesn't really seem to stand out much, but the sideways photo detection... Especially a lot of those photos that it did catch were from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, on really grainy kind of phone devices that at the time getting an orientation sensor to work reliably was pretty hard to do. So it was nice to see those auto-corrected.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I really haven't seen the Rediscover Memories of People in Recent Photos because I rarely take photos of people, I guess. You know, so until my daughter comes, I mean, honestly, you know, I usually take pictures of whatever is around me. People might be in it, but it's, you know, buildings and clouds and mountains and water and stuff.
We will get you more friends, Todd.
Yeah, that's my problem. Yeah, maybe when my daughter comes home, you know, I'll take a couple of photos of her during Christmas and it'll crop something up for me. But I haven't seen any of that. I think I did see animation from video segment. I saw one or two. And I recent highlights. I think I saw a recent highlight, but I'm looking through my... Where would that be? Is that an album? I'm not sure where... I thought I saw one, but I don't see it anymore. I think it's different from the albums it creates. But I'm looking forward to
seeing more of that. I would assume it would show up under Assistant.
Yeah, I'm looking at Assistant now, and I see, you know, Rediscover This Day and Stylized Photo and more Rediscover This Day, but yeah, I guess I'll have to wait and see if it builds anything for me. Like you said, I need mm-hmm. friends, you know, so that's sad, but...
Well, we'll work on getting you a squad.
Okay, thank you. actually, I mean, I'm wrong. I did not see animation from video segment. It created a segment from a batch of photos. So I still have not seen that yet either. But I'm looking forward to it. Very much looking forward. And like you said, you know, and having said that, you know, we both like Google Photos the best amongst the photo storage kinds of or services. I tried using OneDrive as my photo storage. And so I was backing up to both Google Photos and OneDrive, you know, via its app, iPhone app. But quite frankly, it pooped out about a year ago and never restarted, so I gave up on that. And I didn't run out of space, so I don't know what the problem was or is. Mm. Yahoo Flickr, you know, gave 1 terabyte of photos, but at some point I think they limited how you can upload unless you pay for it. So that went out the window too. And gosh, is there anything else? I don't know if there are any other big photo storage things. I guess you could consider Facebook a storage, but hardly anybody uploads all their photos to Facebook. And boy, that would be annoying if you had a friend who uploaded all his or her photos. I mean, like every single photo mm-hmm. to Facebook. That'd be pretty crazy.
They would like you to do that, though. That was, you know, at one point Facebook did have an auto update feature if they don't still have it.
Yeah.
That was kind of a crazy feature. I don't know if anyone ever used it.
Okay, so with only, let's see, how long we've been, we've been talking actually 15 minutes. I'm looking at the timer. I'm kind of surprised. But anyway, to fill out the rest of the time that we normally use up for a podcast, John, we both have kind of some first world problems we want to get off our respective chests. Now, you go first, John. You're kind of annoyed at something.
Okay, Apple, we're approaching late October. It is October 16th today, and I would like to give you $159 for some AirPods, even though all of my friends say they're going to lose them. I have confidence that I am not going to lose them. And since AirPods are the only, actually fit in my ears very well,
which makes no which sense I think to I'm me. Just,
yeah, I'm just built wrong for that, but I would like AirPods. So, Apple, get in the game here. Come on. We're getting close to this late October deadline. This nebulous late October deadline. Now, that in the past, late October or late month has meant like the 24th to the 28th to Apple. But the 24th is only a week and 2 days away. So yeah. Get in the game, Apple. I want my AirPods.
Well, you know, I slightly disagree with your friends. I think you're only going to lose one side of the AirPod, which would drive you crazy. you know, I was thinking of buying a pair, and then I said, I don't know, the whole idea of losing one side just, or even both, drives me nuts. Because, you know, for me, if the ear pods, one side always falls out. I think it's the right side that always falls out of my ear. So I'd have to, like, tape it to my ear or buy some accessory that...
A little bit of plastic surgery on your ear, or maybe fashion a new piece for your ear out of some Sugru or something like that, and they'll fit in just fine.
Yeah, maybe a Sugru solution will do. And for those who don't know Sugru, S-U-G-R-U, we don't have any sponsors, of course, but if we did, I wish Sugru were one. It's called moldable glue, and so it kind of feels like molding, like children's clay, when you take it out of its, you know, its little containers, its little foil bag, really. And you can mold it to anything. I just fixed a couple of lightning cables and a speaker cable using it. That was the fraying. By fixing, I don't mean repairing the copper part of it, but the frayed outer shield. You know, I took care of that. So it's really handy to fix those kind of things or build little hooks, and it's pretty sturdy. So anyway, Sugru, if you want to pay us for advertising, we'd be happy to take, you know, $5.
Oh yeah,
or better yet, free Sugru, lifetime free Sugru.
Yeah. Free Sugru would be great. We can fashion you a new set of ears.
There you go. But, you know, but semi-seriously, you know, to me, just the look of it just is... Okay, I have nothing against earrings, right? I just don't happen to wear it, and I think they look like I'd be wearing earrings all the time. I don't know.
I had not heard that argument, but okay. We'll go with that.
I just think for an older guy like me, it just wouldn't look right. Maybe for a younger guy, it'd be fine. But
anyway. I'll let you know how many compliments I get on them, Tom.
All right. How your fashion.
How many people try to pick me up as I go down the street. Yeah, I'll let you know.
I go, whoa, love those, whatever that is. Okay.
What is that sticking out of your ear?
Yeah. Well, you know, on the other hand, as I think I posted to Twitter a while back, perhaps the design is not that bad, because those who are fans of Star Trek, the original series, as you are, I know, John.
Mm-hmm.
You might recall that Mr. Spock often had something that looked exactly like AirPods in his ear, except he only had one. Because he lost the other one.
Yeah, well, he did, apparently. I guess the whole lost one argument is I just can't imagine I'm walking down the street and I take out an AirPod, and where would I put it? I would, of course, probably put it in the little carrying case that's sitting in my pocket.
Fall out.
If it just falls out, you're not going to notice when you go from stereo to mono sound?
Well, not if you're not playing anything at the time, or, you know, like you're walking down a stairwell and somebody jostles you by accident, or you're in a crowded, you know, shopping center or something.
Someone jostles you to steal your AirPods.
There you go, which is easy to do, right? Already. Hey, yeah, I just lost my left one. He's got one. I'm taking his.
He's got a left one. That is an interesting thing. I wonder what happens if you have two sets, if there's a way to repair them, or if they both,
I have no idea.
One is always coded to one set.
We will find out in the next couple of months, I'm sure, because a lot of people are going to lose their AirPods, in my opinion. But we'll see about that.
I don't think they'll get as lost as much as people think. But
okay, so let's see. Let's figure this. Let's assume that most of the AirPods will be purchased by or before December, you know, Christmas, for those who observe that, and other gift-giving holidays for those who observe those. Let's regroup in January with maybe some of our friends have bought AirPods, and see what your friends have found. Those I can't think of anybody I know personally here that might buy them.
See how many have both of them still, right. And how many are down to one, and how many have lost both.
Okay. Right. Please raise your hand if you have not lost any AirPod yet, one or two. But we'll see. Okay, so my first world problem is like John, is a waiting game, and I'm still waiting for the Acer Chromebook R13 to come out. Now, I think I checked on Amazon, which says they are carrying it, you know, as a Prime shipping, no shipping cost kind of thing. But it says pre-order. So I know when it was announced a couple of months ago, I think back in July or August, they said it was going to be available in October. It's still not available. I think the main reason is that the version of Chrome OS that supports the Google Android Play Store for apps is still in a beta release. It's not a production release. I assume Acer is waiting for that to come out so they can burn the firmware with the version of Google Chrome OS that supports Android apps. And I don't want to play with a beta. I want something that's, you know, as rock steady or at least production ready as possible. I guess that said, you could have said the Galaxy Note 7 was production at the end. So anyway, that's what I'm waiting for. Acer Chromebook R13. Acer, Google, please get your act together. I am very curious about how a touchscreen Chromebook with Android apps works.
I hate to say this, but I think you might be waiting longer for yours than mine.
You think so?
Just the reputation. Apple often makes these nebulous sort of end of October statements, but I've never seen one not actually happen. But I have seen out of Google and Microsoft and some others a available fourth quarter 2015, and it ends up shipping third quarter of 2016. So I don't really like when any company makes a nebulous sort of date, but Apple seems to have a better track record.
That's true. They just tend to release on whatever date they say they're going to release. They usually hit it. One other thing, and that's Android OS 7.0 Nougat or Nougat. I'm still waiting for the over-the-air version. I know you can download the firmware and, you know, burn it yourself, but then you got to lose everything. And so I'm going to wait for over-the-air. Sven Johansson, a frequent guest panelist here, said he got his a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know why Sven's special and I'm not.
But Sven is very special. Well, he was also the one who, after our last podcast, where all of us said we weren't buying anything that Google announced, he said he was.
That's right.
So Sven was obviously the person we should have had on. We should have been you and Sven that day, because that would have been just as productive.
But yeah, we need to have Sven back. I think we need to ask Sven and Jack Cook and a few other folks back for later this month after whatever Microsoft announced the 24th. In fact, I should send some email to them. Or if they're listening, let us know.
This will see how well they're listening. Don't send them an email. Oh. Just say, let us know if you're available.
Yeah. And if you're available.
If they're not regular listeners.
Oh, that's sad.
That's cruel. Yeah, we might not want to know if that's true or not. So you better just send that email.
Okay. And we definitely want, we're coming up on the 8th anniversary for the Mobile Zeus podcast sometime in November. I really can't remember what date it is because I think I counted wrong. I should go back and look at the podcast list. But I'll try to ask Frank McPherson if he's able to come back anytime that month to celebrate 8 years. I think Frank was on Mobile Views podcast number 2. Yeah, I think so. So he's been around for nearly all of those 8 years. I don't know. I've kind of run out of things. It was a very odd week. There was news. You know, I read, you know, the various news blogs, and some things were interesting, and some, I mean, the big news out of Microsoft was a new version of Paint
for Windows 10. Yeah, I saw that.
I could not believe that was actually news.
Woohoo! I love me some Paint, but not so much that I think it's really worthy for us to say more than the 5 seconds or so that we've just devoted to.
Right. It was It was really slow. I'm trying to think of it. I'm looking at my iPhone. I'm looking at my Nexus 6 to see if there's any interesting apps I'm interested in. No, I can't say it really is. It was a very odd week. And so this is a very short podcast, unless you have some other words of wisdom to impart on us, Dr. Westfall.
Oh, I guess all of my words of wisdom would be non-tech related. You know, set a good example for the next generation. Be nice to each other. Try to get some exercise now and then, and try to live in peace and harmony with everyone else in the world. There,
right. And so I guess I'll end this podcast with something similarly non-tech. In the words of Nobel Prize winner Bob Dylan, the times, they are changing. And we'll try to report back on changing tech next week. How's that for a segue, huh? Okay.
Nice.
We will talk to you next time, folks. Thanks for listening to a relatively short podcast.